See Colgate-H-E-E, Colgate presents Bilston.
With the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bilston, the Colgate Shave Cream Man is on the air. Bilston, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, the store is where. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll dare to shave it smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from the city of Chicago. We're in the city of Chicago tonight, en route to broadcast tomorrow's Michigan Army football game. But right now, we're ready to bring you from Chicago the 362nd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange and fantastic stories, some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. Our guest tonight is the lovely Hollywood movie star, Lisbeth Scott. But before we bring you Lisbeth Scott in person, let's begin with Reel 1, Profile of October the 11th. Today is October the 11th, and this is a story that reached its climax 87 years ago tonight. For it was on October the 11th of 1859 that one of the most interesting of all sports stories came to a close. But let me begin this story as it was told to me. For this is the story of a youngster named John. John was born in Massachusetts, and as a youngster, he learned to swim. In fact, he learned to swim so well that at the age of 13, John entered the Massachusetts Freestyle Swimming Championships. And John might have won that day if right in the middle of the race, John hadn't been seized with a violent attack of cramps. John struggled in the water, gasping for breath, when suddenly he felt a strong pair of arms grab him and pull him to safety. After John had recovered, he was amazed to find out that the man who had saved him, the man was a former slave, a colored man, who had risked his own life to save John's. John was very grateful, and he became good friends with the colored man who had saved his life. It was then that John first began to learn something about the slavery question, which was plaguing the nation back in those days. And John became so interested in that problem that he decided to devote the rest of his life to a crusade against slavery. John did devote the rest of his life to fighting slavery until one day the government ordered him arrested for helping the slaves to escape. John immediately fled, and he tried to hide. He barricaded himself inside of an old barn, and it was there that the government officials found him. They ordered John to come out and to give himself up, and John finally did give himself up. Whereupon those government officials placed John under arrest, and they brought him to trial. John was found guilty. 24 hours later, they ordered him to be hanged, and so he was put to death. And that's the story of John. John, whose life was saved by a colored man in a swimming race. And because of this, John turned to a cause that ultimately cost him his life. John's body lay for a while in an unmarked grave until one day, someone wrote a song about him. For you see, John's full name was John Brown.
John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave.
And that's the story of John Brown, who was captured on October the 11th of 1859 and put to death. John Brown, who gave his life in order that he might free the slaves. John Brown, who never would have become interested in slavery if a poor colored man hadn't saved his life once when he, John Brown, was trying to set a new record in a swimming race. Well, maybe you'd be interested in knowing who that slave was who saved John Brown's life. That slave was Tom Molyneux, the first heavyweight champion of the United States. Portrait of the legend of John Brown.
His soul goes marching on.
Reel 2. Since we're broadcasting from Chicago tonight, here's news of a great Midwestern football star. This football star won the Most Valuable Player Award 2 years running. And it can be truly said that his team gets a tremendous kick out of him. His name is Don Hudson, a great gridiron champion. And listen, friends, Don Hudson gets a tremendous kick out of Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, for he recently wrote me.
I think Colgate Brushless is the answer to a shaver's prayer, especially a shaver like me whose skin is somewhat tender. Often my face used to feel like it had been on the wrong end of a battering ram offense. But no more smarting or stinging for me since I began shaving with Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. I don't see why every man doesn't treat his face to a Colgate Brushless Shave every morning. Signed, Don Hudson.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I don't see why every man doesn't enjoy all the benefits of Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's light and fluffy. It's not heavy or greasy. And being light, it spreads fast. Colgate Brushless is an active shave cream. It stays moist to the last razor stroke. It conditions your skin for fast, smooth, close, clean shaves with nary a pull or a snag. And another advantage of being light and fluffy at the finish, Colgate Brushless rinses off your face in a flash. If, like so many of the great sports stars, you have tough whiskers planted in a tender skin, then Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is your dish. I'll make you a sporting offer on that. If you're not 100% satisfied with your very first shave, then just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. Ask for the convenient 5-ounce jar of Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. It's light, and it's right. Reel 3, portrait of this football season. This football season figures to be the greatest in years. Teams from all over the nation are in action already. And so tonight, because these teams have begun this year's football season, tonight, let's tour the nation. And on that tour, let's begin it by looking down south at the Ramblin' Rex from Georgia Tech.
I'm a ramblin' wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. A hell of 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 an engineer.
Way down south, a ramblin' wreck from Georgia Tech is ramblin' towards the Rose Bowl. As their song rings through the south, Georgia Tech's getting ready for Navy.
Anchors away, my boys. Anchors away.
Spirits are high up at Annapolis this year, for the new coach of Navy is the famous star Tom Hamilton. And under that new leader, Navy's coming along for their traditional game with Army.
On, brave old Army team, on to the fray.
Up at West Point, they have a team that hasn't been beaten in 2 years. This is the team of destiny that's rolled westward this week to play Michigan.
Hail to the victors valiant, hail to the conquering heroes.
And tonight up on that Michigan campus, bonfires are burning and students are cheering, just as they'll be cheering a week from today when they meet Wisconsin.
On, Wisconsin, on, Wisconsin.
The Badgers of Wisconsin have a right to be proud this year. Theirs is a squad that's traveled all the way across the nation to bring glory to old Wisconsin. Yeah, they can well be proud. For next week, they meet Illinois.
We're loyal to you, Illinois. We're orange and blue, Illinois.
Out in Champaign, Illinois, the Illini are coming back from a tragic defeat, a defeat that watched Illinois lose to one of the great teams in the country, Notre Dame.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering the name.
Here is the most famous football team in the nation, a team that's earned for itself the name, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, and they must play Southern California.
By horn for all the sea, I'm in by horn to victory.
This is the team that's been in the Rose Bowl more than any other team in the nation, only this year, out in that Rose Bowl. Look out for a fighting team from Texas.
The eyes of Texas are upon you all the livelong day.
Down Texas way, they say the top team in the country is the University of Texas. The top team, maybe, but wait a minute. I think I know of one team whose record is greater. Ah, this team may not win as many games. It may not win any games. But this is a team that can never be forgotten.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
This team, according to the stars. This team is from the Wyoming Institute. They were a good team before the war, but when this war came, this entire team enlisted together, and they marched away to war, and they fought side by side in France until one day they were all hit by a phosphorus bomb. Every member of that team lived despite being hit by that phosphorus bomb. Yeah. They lived to come back to the United States, and today, once again, they're all playing football together. Yeah, today they're all playing football together. Even though now every member of that team, every single member of that football team, is blind. Profile of a blind football team. Since we're broadcasting from Chicago tonight, and our guest, the lovely Lisbeth Scott's out in Hollywood, we'll switch westward in just a moment to pick her up. First, first, let's stay right here in Chicago long enough to hear from the best in the West, Don Elder.
Let me say it again. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is light and it's right. Right for tough whiskers and tender skin. Being light, it spreads fast over your face. Being active, it works into those tough whiskers, softens them so your razor can shear them off as easy as fuzz. Every time you shave with Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, you can expect a fast, clean, cool, comfortable shave. And because it's never gummy or greasy, Colgate Brushless rinses off easily. So get on the champions team. Enjoy star shaving performance with Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's light and it's right. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Reel 5, Colgate camera close-up of Lisbeth Scott. Tonight, as you know, we're broadcasting from Chicago, but our guest is in Hollywood. Little known a year ago, today, Lisbeth Scott is a full-fledged star. Her latest Paramount picture is the Hal Wallace production, The Strange Love of Martha Ivers. To bring Lisbeth Scott to our microphone, this is Bill Stern switching you clear across this country. From where I'm standing in Chicago by the magic of radio, the next voice you hear will be Lisbeth Scott in person speaking from Hollywood.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lisbeth Scott speaking. I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and in Scranton there's a famous sports story about two boys who used to live there. These boys were brothers, and they both wanted to be professional baseball players, and they were well on their way into professional baseball when their father learned of what they intended to do. He gave the two of them the licking of their lives. He then told them that no sons of his were going to become baseball players. And you know, I don't think they've ever been sorry they took his advice. Because, you see, these two youngsters were Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. But I guess I shouldn't be telling a baseball story now that the football season is underway. And speaking of football reminds me that right here in Hollywood is a man who is working in pictures as an extra. But once he was so famous, they said he'd never be forgotten. In fact, once he was the most famous football player of all time. I wonder how many of you remember him. His name is Jim Thorpe. This is Lisbeth Scott in Hollywood returning you to Bill Stern in Chicago.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Lisbeth Scott. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. We've been broadcasting tonight from the city of Chicago. We're in Chicago en route to broadcast tomorrow's Michigan Army football game. Next Friday evening, we'll be back, same time, same stations, broadcasting from Knoxville, Tennessee. For Knoxville, Tennessee, we'll have the nation's biggest football game. And next week, and we'll be getting ready to broadcast that game. Our guest next Friday evening will be the young screen star, Roddy McDowell. So be sure and be with us next Friday evening, same time, same stations, when we present as our special guest in person, the famous movie star, Roddy McDowell. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night from Chicago.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, has lots to say. He told you tales of sports, he rolls the inside dope, you really know, so listen in next Friday night. See no L-G-A-T-E.
Mrs. America, have you been asking, when are we going to be able to buy more soap? Well, ladies, you will see more soap when the soap makers can get more fat to make it. Our only source of additional fats to make soap is your kitchens. Your butcher pays you 4 cents a pound for your used kitchen fats. So don't waste fat. Miss Lisbeth Scott appeared on this program tonight, courtesy of Hal Wallace Production and Paramount Pictures. The current issue of Life magazine, now on sale at the nation's newsstands, contains a complete picture story on Bill Stern broadcasting a football game. And now, once again, here is Mr. Stern.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Friday night, we begin our 8th year for Colgate Palmolive Pete, which means that next Friday evening will be the 7th anniversary of this show. We've arranged a special program to honor that occasion, and I hope you'll be with us. Good night.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came from Chicago and Hollywood. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.